Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Mark, Sasha, Andy, Bill, Charles, everybody, your calls are up right now. Now I'm going to play a few audio clips coming up and cover a bunch of other news. Right now, let's go to Mark in Wisconsin. Thanks for holding. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, Alex. I called Wisconsin Public Radio this morning because they had Webster Tarpley on from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m.
Good.
And I wonder if it'd be all right if I could repeat what I said. It's about 1 minute.
Sure, go ahead.
Hope I don't sound like I'm doing a book report, but I'll try here. Okay. I'd like to talk about Alex Jones, a 32-year-old talk show radio host from Austin, Texas. He did a live TV and radio show on July 25th, 2001, 1.5 months before 9/11. He gave an urgent request to his listeners to call Washington, their senators, their representative, and warn them their government has plans to fly jetliners into the World Trade Center and blame it on bin Laden, their CIA agent, as a pretext to go to war in Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, and Iran. This live TV and radio show is in his documentary, Masters of Terror. Thank you, Wisconsin Public Radio, for airing this hour. It's absolutely explosive to see this live. Can Mr. Tarpley please comment? Thank you, Infowars.com. And that's what I said.
Well, good. You know, I've asked Tarpley. We put him in the panel. He's gotten massive attention from him. He's a great guy. We've tried to build him up here and give him more attention than he's ever gotten. I've asked Tarpley when he's on these shows to please plug some website that has got the 9/11 Scholars Symposium roundtable discussion posted. Infowars.com has the almost two-hour roundtable discussions, like an hour and 48 minutes, in our four-camera shoot, a lot better than C-SPAN's quality, up there for free. And so I hope Tarpley, when he goes on all these shows he's going on, will plug that for people.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Did he plug that folks could go watch the C-SPAN piece?
He mentioned C-SPAN, yeah. And he wasn't particularly familiar with your July 25th, 2001 thing, but he remembered something about it. And I'll tell you one thing, Alex. Since C-SPAN aired, we have a phase transition and a paradigm shift. There's a lot of people locally that I've talked to that saw it on C-SPAN.
Well, incredible. The good part about C-SPAN was it took them a month to air it, so the anticipation built up, the fever pitch. Then they aired it twice in one night, once the next day, and then once 2 days later. By that fourth showing, we had huge audiences tuned in. And now, millions of listeners of this show and other shows did what we asked. They all made tapes of it. They gave that tape to other people. The effects of it are just now being felt.
Yep.
What all was Tarpley talking about on NPR?
Well, they had another, like some kind of professor with terrorism. I think he was from Florida. I forgot his name, but he seemed to be fairly reasonable, and so they were kind of doing half and half, and then the commentator was making her comments, and she was pretty fair, too. I was surprised.
Well, that's because everybody knows in their gut it's an inside job, and they know the very people that carried it out are menacing all of us and may kill a bunch of us at any time. I mean, you know, that's the point. People want us to forget about it, and okay, well, even if it's true, it's too scary, and it would destroy the contract we have with the government and the people, and everything would fall apart. Hey, they're not going to stop, folks. They're cold-blooded killers. We've
yep.
got to expose these people. None of us are safe. I mean, I'm out here risking my life to do this, folks. Believe me, I'm a canary in the coal mine. The least you can do is, do what Mark did in Wisconsin and call into these talk shows. Keep doing it. Well, thank you for plugging Infowars.com, too, my friend. I appreciate it. Thank you so much, Mark. We'll come back and go to Sasha and Andy and Bill and Charles and everybody else. What a great caller. And, again, I'm not here snapping at Tarpley. I want him to be on every show out there. I just have heard him on the air, and his info is great. But when you're on these shows, you've got to drive people to the websites. You've got to drive them to the better websites that are out there. And, if we take the time to encode video and put it on the web for free, people need to plug it. That's all I'm saying. We'll be right back.
It's year after
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. Now available is the 2006 BioSolutions Plus. The BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're going to be going straight back to your calls. I just want to invite everyone in Central Texas, North Texas, East Texas, Oklahoma, to come to a big 9/11 truth event. One night only, August 26th, that's coming up in 18-19 days, in Dallas at the historic Lakewood Art Deco Theater. We're going to show my new film, Terror Storm, the final edition of it. We will then have, I'll have a speech and take questions and comments. Then Professor Jim Mars, best-selling author Jim Mars, we'll give a speech titled JFK to 9/11. Then I'll show about 35, 40 minutes of the best footage we got at the Bilderberg Group meeting a few months ago in Canada with all the elitists. And then 2 hours of great lounge music by Shanghai Five. That's from 7 o'clock at night until 2 a.m. You can come for the whole thing or come for just one of the films, whatever. It's, $10.50 for tickets at Infowars.com. That's cheap for an event this big. Again, that's Infowars.com. I want this to be a really successful event. There's going to be some media there. We know the BBC is going to be there, and some newspapers are going to be there, so it's good to have a large showing. And the tickets have been going fast in the last week since we started selling these, though now it's slowed down. So, but you never know. I mean, all events have sold out except for one I've had in the past. So it'll probably sell out. So get your tickets now at Infowars.com or by calling toll free. They can email you a ticket or mail you one. And that is 1-888 253-3139, 888-253-3139. And don't count on somebody else to get my new film, Terror Storm, that really is our crowning achievement. The history of government-sponsored terror, 7-7 in London and the Madrid bombing and Spain being inside jobs, British intelligence caught dressed up like Arabs carrying out terror attacks in Basra and Baghdad, the latest 9/11 info, all these incredible interviews from Ray McGovern to Cindy Sheehan to Professor Jones to you name it, they're all in the new film, Terror Storm. So the same toll-free number to order it, 1-888-253-3139, or you can just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704, to get my new film, Terror Storm, or Road to Tyranny, or Martial Law, or any of the other great videos and books that we've produced or that we carry there on the online video and bookstore. So please support us, but more importantly, these videos are waking people up, and it's up to you to get them out to folks. Okay, let's go to Sasha, who's been holding for eons. Where are you calling us from, Sasha?
St. Louis, Mo.
Welcome.
Yeah, we're just waiting for that new port to be installed here.
That's right. Kansas City and then St. Louis are going to have Mexican-run, quote, port facilities.
Yeah, the I-70 Mexico Highway. I've been inspired this weekend, and I wrote a bit of a rallying call to, I guess it's to people who are at least concerned and are somewhat informed. And I wonder if I could read it to you.
Sure, go ahead.
Working title would be Open Letter to America. We told the fear, the fear of fear, the dark itself, each other and ourselves, to support the troops and stay the course. Told if you are not with us, then you are against us. Your senses are biased. And if you believe your lying eyes, then you'll be disappeared. Told trade your lives for images of security. Trade your judgment for insanity. Give up and give in because the killers say they'll watch your kids for you. Nero, an anti-Christian whore, burned my birthplace to crucify Christ's kin. Caligula killed anyone displeased by the madness of his divine sins. And Hitler, their Hitler. A Reichstag for a Reich. American eugenics and a gang. Murder trio. You know the band's got a fourth, though? Terror starts a terror war. Twin Towers burned by Bush. 9/11 was so self-inflicted, it is still killing us. PNAC will steal the peace, piece by piece. And neocon you, it is for your securities. Bilderberger cookouts took out their own in droves and hordes, while Constantinian Bohemian grovers slammed the doors. But we see you hiding there in plain sight, in a darkened White House, stealing away our light. You place your patsies on posters with wanted tags, send us to the mall and the soldiers home in body bags. You dream of World War III and are fool enough to believe that anyone left behind will be allowed any form of victory. Terrorist faces plastered to places in armed cards retrieving the aces, a Ponzi shell game to misplace the blame. But we saw through somehow before the shells were gone. Who's most wanted now? The info war is on.
Well, that's good. Email me that. We'll post it.
I just did on your MySpace account.
Oh, good. Good job. We'll grab it off of there and posted on InfoWars or Prison Planet. I tell you, I'm somewhat subdued today. I mean, I'm calm because I just thought about what we're facing over the weekend. But it really is unbelievable. But the facts are the facts that we've got a pack of criminals that carried out 9/11 and all these other crimes up there posing as good guys, and that so many of these stupid saps buy into it. I mean, why do they think we'd make this up? Why do they think we'd come up with this? I mean, we're going off of the facts. Believe me, I wish it wasn't true. Don't you wish it wasn't true?
Absolutely. I wish all this stuff was gone.
I do too, man. I don't like working this much. I don't like, but I'm totally obsessed with it because a normal person, if they know that murdering hardcore killers are in control, I mean, if you've got the evidence of this and that they're going to do it again, you got to work hard to stop them, folks.
With everything you got.
Hey, I appreciate your call. That's a beautiful poem. Really well done. Very talented. Thank you so much for that. We'll get that. Well, you said it's up on my MySpace account. So thank you. Let's go ahead and talk to Andy in Illinois. You're on the air. Go ahead, Andy.
God bless you, Alex. Thank you for taking my call.
Bless you, my friend. What's on your mind?
Just want to give you a little testimonial about the effects of conference on local talk radio. I actually turned on the local station. It's a news talk station. It has local programming only all day. And there was a guy talking about the 9/11 conference. That led to a whole 2 hours. The entire show was nothing but people calling in, I would say 75% say an inside job. So the following day I called in, I was the first caller, and I played the Larry Silverstein clipping of we pulled him admitting that they pulled Building 7. That led to another 2 hours. And the talk show host was saying, I don't believe this, but there's a part of me that's making me scratch my head. If this is really true, our country is in trouble. I do not want to believe this, but you could tell he was becoming agnostic. The following day, another 2 hours, same topic. And this was, you know, local talk radio. Ed Schultz also devoted an entire show to this. And he took a poll, and 69% of his audience believe that 9/11 was an inside job. But Ed Schultz says, I'm not buying it.
And on another, I mean, even with the host attacking the truth, you get the vast majority agreeing with the fact that it's an inside job, and it's because they've looked at the evidence. And listen, there's baloney out there, and there's stuff that isn't true, and there's mistakes out there. But if you look at the hundreds of smoking guns of 9/11, there's really over 600. But if you type into Google the 200-plus smoking guns of 9/11, we've got it posted on our site, but other sites have got it and have compiled it to their credit. I mean, you look at that list, that's all true and all documented on that list, and there's the links to all the mainstream news articles. I mean, I challenge people who even if you don't believe us, some listener out there driving along in Kansas or Austin, Texas, or California, wherever you're listening, well, enough people believe this is a big enough phenomenon that you might want to just look into it and find out if you're wrong about your view or find out if we're wrong. And I mean, watch my film Terror Storm. Go to Google Video. Type in Terror Storm, and you can watch my new film for free. Now, listen, we won't be here unless somebody supports us and goes to InfoWars.com and buys a high-quality DVD of it. And if you have a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, we have super high-quality bandwidth up there. It's a lot better than what you can get for free off Google. But, I mean, again, it's there for free for anybody. I mean, go look at it. Go ahead, Andy.
I had a question unrelated to 9/11 about the microchip.
Sure.
Which Latin American countries are promoting the microchip?
You know, the other day, a few weeks ago, I read an article. It's two Latin American countries, and I didn't go look at my memory fails me. But if you just type in Latin American president proposes microchipping, you'll get it. Hillary said she thinks the corporations want to put brain chips in everybody. She was serious when she told New York Daily News that 2 weeks ago. But I forget which Latin American countries that was. You know what? I'll look that up during the break and come back and tell you.
All right. Thank you for taking my call, Alex. And once again, God bless you.
Well, no, thank you, Andy. The key is when you're on these radio talk shows, though, is to give people websites. It's good to sit there and talk about it, but when you get on these shows, you need to hit people with the evidence. Let's put another call in. Bill in Chicago. Bill, go ahead.
Alex?
Hello.
Alex, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year now. First of all, I want to say thank you very much for waking me up 3 years old with Road to Tyranny.
Are you on an IT phone, sir?
No, I'm on a cordless set.
You got to get closer to the line. You're unintelligible.
Okay. I said, can you hear me better?
No, I can't, sir.
Damn it.
The poor guy has been calling for a year, and he finally got through, and his phone sounded like a robot. Hey, just call back in. Go get on the landline and call into the show, sir, and we'll get you back on. I don't want you to not be able to get in, Bill. Charles and Paul and many others, your calls are coming up, and I do have that clip of John Gibson throwing a fit on Fox News, and another one of the Jason Burmes, the Loose Change Boys, on MSNBC today. We will play those. And I'm also going to do a news blitz. 1-800-259-9231. Never know which great angle or informative direction our callers will take us. More of that on the other side.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
One of America's greatest patriots, Patrick Henry, said, "Give me liberty or give me death." It was Patrick Henry who forced the Bill of Rights to be added to the Constitution, your unalienable or unchangeable right to religious freedom, freedom of the press, freedom of speech, or the right to own a gun. There are certain movements underway to strip you of these unalienable, unchangeable rights today. To help you grasp the loss of these freedoms, we'll send you absolutely free a one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. It's absolutely free. Operators are standing by to assist you. Just call right now.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient, deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. Attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to go to Charles and Paul and Sue and Joe and many others here in just a moment. But first, this was Friday. This was that Gibson character on Fox. We call him the albino vampire. And he's up there first claiming that the 9/11 conspiracy theories come from France. That is not true. The first questions of the official story were launched by me. And I don't care about getting the credit for that. It's actually a dangerous thing to hold. It's just they want to claim it. It's the American haters in France and Canada. No, the heart of the 9/11 truth movement is not in France. It's not in Canada. It's here in the United States, and it beats in my chest. It beats in your chest as listeners. So first he tries to act like it's the outsiders claiming this. Then he claims that it's liberal Bush haters that are saying this. And even the liberal websites and Air America, who's now being forced to cover this, will tell you this stuff originated with what they call the libertarian slash patriot movement. And that's us again. And here is Gibson bumbling around. Go ahead and roll it.
Americans now believe the U.S. government had something to do with the 9/11 attacks. This madness has long been afoot among the America haters in Europe and Canada and the Arab nations. A best-selling book in France started it all a few years ago. Then another in Germany contributed to this notion that the 9/11 attacks were not the work of Osama bin Laden, but instead, it was George W. Bush. This notion has gained considerable currency despite the fact that bin Laden admitted he did it. Now they say, hey, the bin Laden tapes were faked. They also say the Twin Towers couldn't have been brought down by the two hijacked jets. It must have been demolition explosives planted in the building by the U.S. government. They say the attack on the Pentagon was U.S. missiles, not American Flight 77. You say, well, then where is Flight 77? Where are those people who were on board? I have personally interviewed every major purveyor of this garbage in the world. None of them have an answer to the Flight 77 question. Just more empty-headed questions that lead to truly sick conclusions that somehow Bush attacked his own country on 9/11. The truth is, people don't believe the 9/11 story because they hate George Bush and they don't believe anything he says. If he says Osama did it, they don't believe it. If he says the Twin Towers were felled by two hijacked jetliners, they don't believe it. If Bush says there were 19 hijackers and they took four airliners and crashed all four in the largest attack on American soil ever, they don't believe it. So now we have one-third of the American people as blinded by hate as many Europeans and many Canadians and many Arabs, so blinded they cannot see or hear the hundreds, if not thousands, of experts who have told them exactly what happened on 9/11. Instead, they rush to so-called evidence and so-called investigations that are much closer to alien spaceships than they are to observable and verifiable fact. That is my word.
Okay, so that's his propaganda. It is admitted that the bin Laden tape is a fake and room, looks nothing like him. The major universities did voice print off of real tapes of bin Laden, which are 100% accurate in their voice print, voice recognition. Then they took this bin Laden, it wasn't the same person, even close. Then linguists listened, it wasn't even the same dialect. Nice try. The person wasn't even from Saudi Arabia. Then he claims that, oh, us nuts think there were bombs in the buildings. He doesn't mention Building 7, you notice that, way down the street, not hit by a plane. Then he says, where is the plane? It's not our job to say where the planes are. Okay? And again, I don't even get into what hit the Pentagon. I focus on the insider trading, NORAD standing down, the CIA drills, bin Laden being CIA, the hijackers training at U.S. military bases. You show all that, and then you've got them. You've proven it to people. All the little specifics of exactly how they did it, we don't know. Operation Northwoods gives us an idea in the official U.S. government plan of how to carry out a 9/11 style attack. Mr. Gibson, you haven't interviewed every major person. You have not interviewed me. You've not interviewed a lot of other people. You coward. I would dissect you, you little blithering, bug-eyed nothing. Excuse me. I shouldn't get into personal attacks. Just such a... To watch American haters like him makes me sick. His boss, George Bush, is the puppet who's breaking up the U.S. right now. You understand the U.S. is going bye-bye right now, you stupid neocon, thumb-sucking bedwetters? I mean, I'm sorry, that's what you are. You're a bunch of little babies. You don't really love the Second Amendment like I do and like our listeners do. You love thinking you're a conservative when you're a bunch of cowardly scumbags.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
So, the fellow on Fox talks about how we have truly sick conclusions. Hey, you don't want to talk about Operation Northwoods, do you, Mr. Gibson, on Fox? You don't want to talk about those hijackers trained at U.S. military bases being agents confirmed. You don't want to talk about Tripod 2 and Building 7 and how they were running a drill that morning. You don't want to talk about any of it. You don't want to talk about Bush and the American Union, Bush and gun control, Bush and open borders. You want to get up there and pose as conservatives while your bosses fund the campaign of Hillary Clinton, while Bill Clinton vacations with the Bushes, that you're all a big, fat mafia trying to keep us in the dark and give us the illusion of choice. Well, we see through you. We see through the liberals. We see through you. We see through all of it. Now, I'm going to go to Bill, who got back from Chicago, and then Charles and everybody else. But right now, it's about 4 minutes long. This is Jason Burness of Loose Change, second edition, that we, by the way, have at Infowars.com on DVD for you. And this is when he finally got a chance to go on MSNBC about 2 hours ago. Go ahead and roll it.
Academy Award-winning director Oliver Stone's movie World Trade Center will open on Wednesday. The film tells the true story of the heroic survival and rescue of two Port Authority police officers who were trapped in the rubble on 9/11. The film also follows their families and the rescuers who pulled them out of the debris.
All right.
Nearly 5 years later, many still believe the government played some role in the attacks. According to a new Scripps Howard Ohio University poll, get this, 36% of Americans suspect that federal officials assisted in the attacks, or took no action to prevent them so that the United States could go to war in the Middle East. Another 16% believe explosives planted in the Twin Towers helped to bring the buildings down. Joining us from Albany, New York is Jason Burmis from loosechange911.com. Jason, welcome to MSNBC. You're here in part because I don't buy into any of the conspiracy theories, but I came home to dinner one night and my own 18-year-old, when this came up at dinner, said, well, have you seen Loose Change? What is Loose Change for those who've not yet been to your site or seen the video?
Loose Change is basically a documentary that takes the evidence that was presented that day and in subsequent news reports that contradicts the official version.
One of the subjects that always comes up when you talk about the conspiracy theories that surround September 11 is the Pentagon and Flight 77. And I know that many of us have seen the imagery where you've got the hole in the side of the Pentagon, and then people say, well, how could that possibly represent where an airplane struck the Pentagon? To which I often respond, well, where are all the people from Flight 77? If a missile hit the Pentagon, where in the world are all the passengers who were on Flight 77?
Well, no one is here to disrespect the family members and say that they're off somewhere. We believe they're alive. We just happen to believe that a commercial airliner did not strike the Pentagon.
Wait a minute, because perhaps I misheard. You believe they're alive?
No. That's why I said we don't believe they're alive. We obviously believe they're dead. We're not trying to insult any of the victims' family members. We're just saying that a commercial airliner piloted by Hani Hanjar did not make a 500-mile-an-hour turn at 330 degrees, clip 5 light poles, leave no debris, and bash into the Pentagon at the bottom floor, leaving no wreckage.
Well, I mean, where is the plane? Area 51? I mean, if that airplane didn't hit the Pentagon, then where in the world is it?
Well, it's kind of insulting that you would bring Area 51 and outrageous conspiracy theories into this when we're using physical evidence and actual news reports.
Well, respectfully, I've just read a book published by Popular Mechanics in which they refute each and every one of these conspiracy theories that comes through in Loose Change. And I'm asking you the question. I mean, if you tell me a plane didn't hit the Pentagon, I'm asking you, where is that airplane? Because, frankly, I think it is disrespectful. I think of Deborah Burlingame, whose brother Chick Burlingame was the captain of that flight. I mean, you're sending a message to her that her brother didn't die in the manner that's being reported by the government. So how did he die?
I think that Chick Burlingame was actually a hero. I mean, he actually took part in Moscow drills of ramming a commercial airliner into the Pentagon, and he may have been one that went public saying we were wargaming this prior to 9/11.
You don't believe, sir, that the Twin Towers came down as a result of the two airplanes that struck them, but rather by virtue of some charges in addition to the airplanes. Is that fair to say?
That is fair to say. Actually, Stephen Jones from BYU has tested some of the metal steel beams and come up with thermite as what they use to actually slice them and blow the building up.
Is there any other argument that you would raise? I want to be fair to you. I don't buy into it, but you know, take your best shot. If there's an aspect of September 11 that you think people should be questioning, what exactly is it?
Well, nothing should have struck the Pentagon. We have Norman Mineta's testimony that he was in a bunker with Cheney prior to it hitting, and an aide came in and said, the plane is 50 miles out. It's 30 miles out. Do the orders still stand? And Cheney turned his head around and said, of course the orders still stand. Did you hear anything different? And that's a direct stand-down order. He should have stopped whatever was going to hit the Pentagon, and he didn't. And that has been censored by C-SPAN in the archives, yet it is in the 9/11 Commission hearings.
Okay, Loose Change 9/11 is where you can go to get that side of it, and Popular Mechanics out this week with a book that refutes each and every one of those conspiracy theories.
And it does not refute anything. It's pure baloney by a bunch of government apologists with the Homeland Security Director's family running the whole thing publicly, as Vanity Fair even exposed. Jason Burmis did a really good job. I give him an A, but I would just add that when they bring this bull up that, oh, the families don't like this or how dare you make them feel sad, that's a red herring. What you do is you come back with Bill Doyle, who heads the biggest coalition of 9/11 families, who lost his son, has said on the record he believes the evidence shows it's an inside job, and the majority of the other victims' families groups have now gone public, including protesting outside the White House three separate times. So the families are demanding that the real murderers of their family members be exposed, and everyone is owed the truth on 9/11 because it's being used to not just kill the people that died that day, but to kill the United States. So don't you try that to use those dead people. Now, that's how you handle one of those scumbag little government pimps when they try that stuff with you. And then, of course, when they bring up where did the plane go, you go, I don't know. The official U.S. government plan to carry out 9/11 Operation Northwood says they would stage people getting on the planes, then land, get them off, take the planes back off, and then blow them up. I don't know. Let's go off the U.S. government document. I want them to put me on MSNBC. I want them to put me on Fox. I mean, I don't contact them. I don't call them. I hardly even call them back now when they call because I've been through it over and over again. You know, they call up, and we want to have you on, and then I go, okay, sure, and then they go to their boss. Their boss says, Alex Jones, no way. And it's not that I'm even that good on TV. They just know that I am going to hit them on the areas they don't want to be hit. Bin Laden being a known CIA asset, the hijackers training U.S. military bases, bombs in the buildings, Building 7, the NORAD stand down, Cheney in the bunker, some of the stuff Burma's hit, CIA insider trading, U.S. troops massed overseas, the PNAC documents, and then just keep rolling from there. The CIA drills. And when the host tries to always go back to the Pentagon, notice they instinctively go to it. They always have, they always will. For some reason, as I point out in my film, Terror Storm, we cover the whole Pentagon controversy. And yes, Paul Watson and Steve Watson have been spending the last 6 months writing a book titled The Pentagon Controversy that'll be out in a few months. It's going to go to press here in the next month or two, and we'll get it out to you. And it looks at both sides of this mystery and explores why the media wants to focus on it. And the second half of the book gets into all the other evidence of other things that happened on 9/11. It's going to be a very important book. And there, I've announced it. Never before announced. I've now announced it. Okay, Bill in Chicago, you got back to a decent line. You're on the air, Bill. Go ahead.
Hear me this time? Can you hear me now,
Alex? Yes, I can, sir.
Great. First of all, I want to say thank you very much for waking me up 3 years ago with Bernie. Excellent. I recommend everybody to see it. It is nothing but fact-filled information that you did an excellent job on. Two things that I wanted to talk to you about real quickly. One is a few weeks ago you mentioned about the guy tagging U.S. Air Force One.
Now it's come out that he didn't really do that, I think.
Yes, I wanted to all states that they bought the plane and did that, so I didn't know if you knew that or not. And I wanted that I'm also a key player for you because I'm in Naperville, which happens to be right next to Dennis Hassert's office. So if you need any help with Dennis Hassert, please feel free to contact me. I've emailed you several times, but I never did it. Yeah, I understand you're a busy man. Wanted to tell you, though, is I took the FBI document that claims people are terrorists down to my municipal because...
Yeah, your phone's going bad again. You're going to need to move quick.
Okay. I took down the FBI, that FBI manual thing to my municipal building, and I explained to them, I showed them on there that anybody that upholds the Constitution is considered a terrorist. And then is when it got a copy of their oath, and I went up to the mayor's office, and I said, see, because you signed this oath, they're considering you a terrorist. Believe it or not, they got two security guards to escort me out of the building because they said that I was scaring them.
They said it was scary that you brought them an official FBI training document where they said that constitutionalists are terrorists, those that make frequent references to the Constitution are terrorists, and because you were talking about tyranny in this country, it scared them and they threw you out. You see, that's desperate to stay with their heads in the sand, just like the Germans were desperate to deny what was going on all around them under Hitler. Good to hear from you. I appreciate the call. And I had my big call list here, and it's now been wiped clean. I can't find my caller. So, Charles in Alabama, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yes, Alex. I've been listening to your program two or three years on the Internet. I can't get it on TV, on the news here on television. It's just on the Internet. But I wanted to mention that this, in the Bible, this is Daniel chapter 8. It's happening in Iran and going to happen in Iraq. And most of the people miss it because the people that teach prophecy miss it because they think Daniel chapter 8 was Alexander the Great. But verse 5, verse 16 and 17, 19 and 20 shows you that it wasn't Alexander the Great. it mentions there the kings of he goes, I mean the ram's horns, two horns on the ram are the kings of Media and Persia, which is the day of Iran and Iraq. The he-goat came from the west on the face of the whole earth and touched not the ground and ran into him and broke him in pieces. The he-goat says the king of Grecia. Grecia is not Greece. Grecia came from the word Javan. Greece came from the word Hellas, you see. And the ram with a, I mean, the he-goat that came from the west, we're the only people in history that's ever came from the west on the face of the whole earth and touched not the ground and ran into that area of the world. And we've already broken up Iraq, and we're going to break up Iran.
Yeah, it's saying flew in there.
Do what?
I mean, I guess that means flew into the region without touching our foot to the ground.
They flew into that area. Yeah, and it says they'll run into the ram with the two horns, which is Iran and Iraq, today, and break them in pieces. Then it says the he-goat will become great. The he-goat is George Bush, the leader of Grecia, which is us, actually. Now, it takes a lot of, there's some other things in the scriptures that verify that. But when he becomes great, and then it says the great horn is broken. Then it says four powers will come up out of the nation, but not in his power. Those four powers that come up will be the four world unions that's coming up now. And then it says out of one of the four comes forth a little horn, which is the Antichrist. And we know the Antichrist will come out of Europe and so on. But put people on track on this thing in prophecy. It is Daniel chapter 8. It's the beginning. It's verses 3 and 4 of Daniel chapter 11. And then it'll continue on from there. And like you've been telling people, this is not going to stop. It won't stop till they face Christ.
Well, I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you. Who's up next? Paul in Vancouver, Canada. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I'm just wondering if you've covered the Israeli Supreme Court in Jerusalem. Have you covered that?
Well, they've had a lot of rulings there. What specifically are you talking about?
Well, basically, if you go into Google Earth, and you can find the place mark on the Google Earth community site.
You mean how it's a giant all-seeing eye pyramid?
Exactly. I mean, that just struck my mind. That is going to, they want that to be their world court. That's where they want Israel to be the governing state of the world. It just occurred to me after seeing the Illuminati all-seeing eye on top of their building and their Masonic designs and whatnot. Yeah, if you had anything else to say, I have one more comment.
Well, they told the Christians that worshiping Israel is the thing to do, so when they got a guy in a fancy gold robe up there, they're going to fall down and think it's Jesus, and the rest is history.
Well, yeah, that just struck my mind that that's their actual mandate, is to set up the New World Order centrally in Israel. My second point is I've talked to somebody who knows this stuff on 9/11, and he told me that a lot of those people that were killed in the Pentagon were actually planning a coup against the Bush admin.
I've heard that it was naval intelligence that got hit, that was releasing documents on the trillions that were missing, which admittedly, Associated Press, trillions are missing. That was breaking in the week before 9/11. They were all about to go to jail, and then magically there's a huge terror attack. They already had all lined up. But as for what was naval intelligence doing, I don't know.
Okay, so I just wanted to bring those. Also, I just wanted to plug a site. It's not a. It's called coughwatch.org.
That's a good website. Post people's videos and photos from all over the country.
Yeah, so I just wanted to plug that in for the common population.
Well, good job. And, I appreciate your call from Canada, my friend. Sue in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hi.
Alex?
Yes.
You're my hero.
No,
I'm here in Houston, and I got to tell you that Tom Martino is going to have a show here again, live, and he this morning mentioned he wants people to call in if they have any
You don't have your radio on, do you?
It's in the other room.
Really tough on us, folks. We want to hear what you have to say so bad.
I'm sorry.
But at the same time, you got to turn radios off.
Okay, I'm in the other room. So he was saying that if people have any ideas or doubts about what we've been hearing to, you know, he wants all kinds of calls, not just consumer calls. Since we can't get you here, I get you on my satellite, but I'm very excited about that because this gives me the opportunity to call into his show.
Yeah, you know, I was on his show last week, and the producer said they were going to call me today and set me up for like an hour or two. So I know Kevin's listening. Kevin, go ahead and make that call. That was something I was forgetting.
Did you interview him already?
No. He had me on his show.
Oh, okay. You know what the problem is, though? We're only going to get him for 1 hour. And I don't know if they'll be able to get your whole interview.
Probably not. But the good news is that Tom Martino is pretty well-respected, pretty smart guy, and he's leaning towards 9/11 being an inside job now and lets me go on air and expose it and agrees with me. So, again, more good news.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Great broadcast today. I've just got time to talk to Joe and Jeff. But in closing, before I do that, if you live in Dallas or surrounding areas in the Metroplex, please come to our event. It's going to be great. We're inviting you. We want to see you there. We'll premiere my new film, Terror Storm. I am also going to have Professor Jim Mars there giving a speech, JFK to 9/11. Then I'll show video that we shot up at the Bilderberg Group Conference, close-ups of David Rockefeller and all of it, the whole nine yards. That is coming up, my friends. That is coming up in Dallas on the 26th. So get your tickets at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. And while you're at it, go ahead and get a hard copy of Terror Storm, now available on DVD. Let's go to Joe in Kansas. Joe, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
A couple points. A week or two ago, you had a guy mention a C-SPAN show that was like two and a half hours long where Bernanke was being talked to and talked about the people in London being on the board.
Yeah, well, it's well known that our country's foreign owned to the banking system, and it's private, and then it was just Bernanke admitting it on C-SPAN.
Well, the whole thing was actually interesting to watch, and I think it looked very staged, actually, all of the comments and concerns they voiced. I did get a copy of that as an AVI file, if you are still looking for it.
Yeah, I don't know if I got it in the mail yet, so why don't you go ahead and email it to us at tips@infowars.com.
Well, it's a huge file. It's like a 1.1 meg.
Can you burn it on a disk?
I can put it on at least a couple CDs if you can put it back together.
That would be absolutely fabulous, sir.
Tends to the 3000 Lamar one?
Yes, sir. 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704.
Okay. The other point is I'm running for Secretary of State in Kansas on the Reform Party ticket.
Oh, good.
And one of my big issues is indeed vote fraud. And the Kansas Secretary of State currently, Ron Thornburg, he's really pushing electronic voting machines and
so
forth.
Of course they are, yeah.
And they've, you know, had some interesting surprises, I think, in this primary. And, of course, you know, they have lots of voting electronic voting machines now.
Never before would you have somebody 15 points behind in the polls, but they magically win because they're the establishment candidate. Out of time, Joe. We'd love it if you'd send that to us. Thank you. Jeff in Michigan, last caller. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hi, Alex. I'm calling in for the NCLEX examination for student nurses. If anybody's been failing this, we have a website called SoCanon.com. It's the test that's being written by the psychometricians, and a lot of anonymous nursing students are telling me that they can't even understand the questions that are being asked on the computer adaptive testing for state licenses.
Okay. All right, that's interesting. A show about testing tips. I think that's one of the more interesting statements plugs I've gotten.
Well, what's happening is in this computer adaptive testing, it's going across to CPAs, accountants, massage therapists, you name it. And I think it's going to get to the point that if
I understand they're centralizing certification nationwide.
There you go.
With a federally that's big. Yeah.
Okay.
I knew that was going on. Yeah.
How about DARPA? Is DARPA putting money into preschoolers for computer adaptive testing?
Yes, they are.
Okay, so Canon. SoCanon.com. We've got some information. I'll send you some more.
Thank you. I was ignorant at first. I didn't get what you were saying. I thought you were just plugging a site about how to pass some exam. I was going, man, this is a weird call. Now I understand. Yeah, that's how they centralize everything. The same centralized tests are being given in New Zealand, England, Canada, Australia, the U.S. It's all even the same names. I mean, your local government is nothing now but a rubber stamp of private global corporations that have one goal: take your private property, dumb you down, break your families up, and then, yes, pump cancer viruses and toxins into your bloodstream to kill you. God bless you all.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.